The CDC is reversing course on masking guidelines, saying vaccinated people should return to wearing masks indoors in areas where COVID is surging. Scientists cited new information about the ability of the Delta variant to spread among vaccinated people. The CDC also recommends indoor masks for all teachers, staff, students, and visitors to schools, regardless of vaccination status. We've learned just in the past hour that Alexandria, Virginia, here in our area, is urging people to wear masks indoors. If you go to WTOP.com right now, you can find out what the infection rate is in your part of the listening area and make some choices. And joining us live on Skype, Dr. Monica Gandhi. She's infectious disease expert at the University of California, San Francisco. Dr. Gandhi, welcome back. We're glad to speak with you again tonight.
Thank you.
I've spoken with you enough to know you're an eternally positive person. You remind us this too shall pass. But I have to tell you, this feels like a real defeat tonight with the CDC saying some of us have to mask up again. How do you characterize it?
It does feel like a step back. And I am so sorry about that, but I will tell you that I think this Delta is different. And it really, it's essentially what's going on is that Delta is a horrible variant, and we are seeing these increasing cases. Mostly, again, the hospitalizations really are among the unvaccinated adults. And so it's not that it's causing hospitalizations in vaccinated people, but if there's a lot of circulating virus, even a vaccinated person can get a mild breakthrough infection. We're seeing more of these mild breakthrough infections, cold-like symptoms. And so what they're really saying is, okay, mask up inside when you're around others, and because you can get that mild breakthrough infection. Again, this too will pass. Actually, Delta burns out really quickly, as we're seeing in the UK.
What about the whole vaccine mandate trend, if I may put it that way? President Biden will have a big announcement Thursday that federal workers need to show they've been vaccinated or they need to be tested periodically. He may even be considering forcing federal workers, I guess, for lack of a better word, to get the shots. What do you think about all that? Is that what we must do?
Well, I will tell you that it looks like we're going towards that. And it really is, you know, number one, I want to remind people that 1905, there was a Supreme Court hearing and ruling that people can actually be mandated to take the vaccines in this country. That was for smallpox vaccination, because there were people who wouldn't take the smallpox vaccine and we couldn't stop smallpox. And so there is precedent. There is a Supreme Court ruling in this country. Now, I don't think President Biden's going to say mandate. I think he's going to say what you just said, that, okay, please get the vaccine. And if you don't, you're going to be subject to testing requirements to go back to work. And we just did that in the state of California yesterday. Governor Newsom said the same thing for state employees. And I think it's prudent, because we didn't end up getting the vaccination rates that we wanted in this country. And I'm so sorry about it.
What other advice do you have for us during this period where masks may be required in one place, not necessarily in others, and we may increasingly be asked whether we're vaccinated before we can go into a particular business or facility?
I will tell you that the CDC was very careful today, and they linked the need to mask in places of high community transmission. And that would, of course, link to high hospitalization. So check your metrics, meaning Vermont right now, for example, like you just said at the beginning of this program, there are places where the transmission is still low because we have high vaccination rates. And this is not recommended in these areas. This will pass. Mandates of vaccines, it is really the only way to get through this pandemic is to get eligible adults to take the vaccine. And so you're going to see more vaccine passports, vaccine near mandates, and this is going to be happening in this country. And I actually think it's the right thing, because we need to get through this pandemic. Everyone is so tired.
That is for sure. Thank you very much for your time tonight. Good to hear from you. Dr. Monica Gandhi, she's infectious disease expert at the University of California, San Francisco, with us on Skype.